読まれて、車に行くんだ、車に行くんだ。
Tá lúna ar an bhéin seán ar, agus hoáidim mar dús, fóide mar bhuinna sa gáil la Paul, Casey, agus le a han linne as ó bhéil, as cáil yw hor áran. Cáil mar eich, hi tóris masar a fóda, as bí dóar go cárcaí. I'm just very happy to be here tonight, and I wish to thank Paul, Casey, and all members of Oak Vale for inviting me here, even though it was quite a long journey from Fidor to Cork. But the good thing about it is that the sun was shining when we got to Cork today, and it was still winter when I left Donegal. So anyway, I'll say the rest of the intro as per in English. Some of my poems and short stories that I'm going to read are not translated, and I just describe as best I can in English what they're about. I'm a member of a writers group in Fidor. We were founded in 2007, and we organise workshops, poetry and prose, and we also have guests, writers, some come to us. And I only realised when I was talking to Julie that Louis Dupuyer was the only, I think he was the only writer from outside Donegal that we've had as a guest. And I forgot, I have to say, I'm sorry, but I thought he was from Cork. So anyway, I'm delighted to say that he was one. Out of our workshops then last year, we published a book of short stories by four women writers from the group. We went to Scotland this time last year, to Glasgow, and we were reading from the stories from the book. And some people who were learning Irish over there were very keen to have recordings of the stories. So when we came home, we decided we will go and record them, and then we reissued the book at Eireachtas na Bíoga in Letterkenning last November with the CD. So we now have the book and the CD up. We used well-known local actors and some people from TG Care as well to record the stories in a local studio in Fidor. And the book is actually published by Evelodge, which is a publishing company in Fidor as well. So stories were written and published and whatever else, read maybe for all I know in Fidor. So we were very happy with that. Now I'll also be reading from my own book of poetry book that came in 2011. I suppose that's it for an introduction. I'll start with the poem that you mentioned that won the Comhairtis an Éill in 2011, and that's Lubber Laird and Kev Dennett Magali Liu. I guess Tasha Ashtria and Catherine Daly, a woman called Catherine Daly, has translated it, so that's brilliant, because when I read my translations today on the way here, I thought, well, they're not really very good, they're very literal, but at least I've got someone different translating that. And I had translated it, and when I read the two, I thought, oh god, mine is so often and hers is so good. So anyway, Lubber Laird and Kev Dennett from Galileo, and I wrote this poem. A woman was making a programme for RTE on traditional crafts, and somebody I'd given her my mother's name, and she telephoned my mother to ask about knit. My mother used to knit iron jumpers, but my mother didn't want anything much to do with it at all. She wanted to talk to the woman about other work that she'd done, and not at all knit. She didn't seem to. So I was listening to one half of the conversation, my mother, whatever the response was. So then that inspired me to write the poem about the Lubber Laird, the drop stitch in America. So, here then, we're going to do Lubber Laird. Bí clic clac na nealgan, córíalta le tic toc a chlic a gistin mo wahara, agus I hen agus mo wóri an a sí cos chavi. Agus an bonhas fi a lid jenta, bí gansi a eran lic na chalacu, da wachar kenneja ar da rehe. Mishe am a lusbert yinnif, mar bu un ogam, ag maier in yamas dífa le cua da alan ian fwin tebla. Could you get hitch mass massive? As go shin you may, all local layer in an orla. and Snaeline quirked the heart on him. Hovna was listening, like how could she move her leg? When she and Snaeus and Abrachi is when he can creel him, I guess he used to all but me. And Shinnig is a hool at a carriage, that is she finished Kama Maloha Bidu. Thick mission is made a doer, I guess Lasma and Heer Vala are the Ignichaliki of Bethrun and Yansu Erin. Howell me and Kama, Yaste, a gimmer the Goshtia, I guess Hitchma Mahalu is McFlaggy near a gloomy, calling Algam, Martha and three of them. Nor a waskel me, we jerry the gutty talkers to, I guess my wares, my worry free horn, gan bun kitcher mock, no bear kitcher shack. Nagansi Eknitja should the Lord of the Harnish. Kegur Viga Guchu, Balore, Alexandroga Chamu. Karma Yishkirti and Ranihe is May Kugger of Nichinia. Finds the Sklehower in the Lewa Akli among a Gerge. Flushing Drandran Nayalgan is Namrea Kanu Sagehi, Ahanu, Tanajalgan Jiwi, is Nagansi Eknitja Egmishin. The Draft Stitch by Catherine Dooley. The click-clack of needles was tick-tock steady in my mother's kitchen, herself and her mother sitting cosy by the hearth, their housework all done and iron gansy still to knit for the Kennedys of Ardara. They were oblivious to me, a lamb, soft child, frisky and frolicking with a spool of pure wool beneath the table, till I dropped with drowsiness, stretching out from head to toe on the flagstones, a web of thread curling around me. My mother lifted me up like a drop stitch. She extracted me from my tangled nest, gathered me close to her heart, and set me on the small stool. Then, still attending to her craft, she recited for me the romance of cinders and the yellow ashes. I smeared my lips with the blackberries and tasted the dripping honeycombs she knitted into the patterns of iron. Imagined the ragged girl raised from the ashes, polished to a glossy elegance, and going away in a golden coach. I fell asleep with my head on my mother's knee, the music of rhythmic needles my lullaby. When I awoke, the remaining wool was wound into a neat skein, my mother and granny dozing, everything perfectly arranged, not a feather out of place, nor an end loose in the gansies they'd knitted for prosperous people. Sometimes in the skirts of midnight, as I'm banking my own fire, I get a spark of a glimpse of those agile hands of their craft, and hear the murmur of the needles, the women singing and laughing, and laughter. But today the needles are idle, and a machine knits the gansies round the clock. Dara then, my Galileo, no then, Darvani Mantrina, the second poem, is called The Corncrake. And Trina, in this poem, the poet laments the loss of the corncrake's voice. And the corncrake is now driven to the margins of the area. And where I live, that is true. You can only hear them at the coast and on Tory Island and in Ishbothinia. At the end of the poem, there's a new voice of an unknown bird, a bird whose nature is not yet known to us. So, on that day, and Trina. Ballard on Trina, Monover in the Mehle, Oskan Shisku the Spille, is Hakna Chian Koran San Juan. Shin mora warsha, guruag an tanyal bunche, de yara gruha ruja e. Pech an tawr hiol o treini, sna cyfrin cosh na hona, is heisha go charn mai wara, go hennish bo finne, agus tori, is go hennu chiru fa wahir a rorti. Enyu, tan amonyr wenihe, is yad cwdi y lish an paris an sbrain, is ta gyrn na gyhe go hegmasha, ag snagarad fryd na sgal y steich a ddeis na chyrwyn cos na hwnna. Ynys ta ein rhwnd ele ag sgolod ni sa'n i'r adda. Ta anim y mel o phobl, cyn a ffys bif a chyrir go ffôr, ys ni chlwstyr a safel o wadyn gyhyrhe a nama, nama, nama. No. And she hewed then, if I got it right, no, then. Then the vanion ream a wee buddy. Then the vanion ream a wee buddy. The third poem I'm going to read is a poem called The King of the Pipers. Ream a wee buddy. I was a then shop we tarla mock sydney. Shin it. Gwybod y un ta cenw yn yr ochoni ar yn ei dod, fy sia bwes sy'n ddien yn ei dig sheidig. It's a poem about a piper called Tarla Macsimia, whose family were evicted from their lands. And they were the family who lived in Doe Castle and in that area. And he died in 1916 and is buried in Maharigallan in Gidor. And he played at the World Fair in Chicago in the late, oh, I can't remember the year now, I should know, but I don't. And one of the songs or tunes that is associated with him is Dulman the Binyabui. You would have heard it, Clannad Have a Version, and Althan too. And so I wrote the poem about in memory of Tarla Macsimia, Pribram Moore, they called him, you know, the King of the Pipers, I suppose. So, Rain the Bwybri. Ta egu na yenu y gen fi, a ta e torig nhw ffrid gric ni am ddwy. A fys yn yr y fe, clwstr morig na na maen si, a gultri y masg na molog. Ta fwy rol le diogni fforigau, a heidion ffachas na na nisgyd, le cwri neu clan tyfnia, a jibriw a sbwyllio ni mi. Cyn chi lloi a'n ffwybl i'w wôr, wyn i tri'n y blaen bores na cyntaf, Is canter gyrwyddi yn slywa si e i chi, ys daff i leif ti hi o chone. Nor y chlwysym dwi'n man y byn y bwy, snaft yn y cesgy, nor un y bwy bwy, sawl i'n parla, na hi gwrwyga y mwyn cior, yr hamser sian na fwy i pieni dimos. Ta parla eim yn rwy, fi hwenyr siri y sian wylig wyr y gema, a ta corbos a chioed yn er dream gyffoed, and that clue just Karen Onya Gohari. Now the next thing I think I'll do will be a story. A story that I wrote called actually very occasionally I tried to when I lived in London I was a member of the Green Inquiry, as you said in the introduction. And wrote very little really, and whatever I wrote I never wanted to read it out either, and it wasn't published. So but when I came back to one of the things I missed most when I lived in London was the Irish language, because I didn't really know a lot of people that had Irish, and then I just more and more missed my own language. So however, occasionally, as I said, I try to write something in English. So there was a competition being run by Arena on RTE called Cabaret, Planet Cabaret, I think it was. And it was in February. They gave a prompt every month on what to submit. So I submitted a story on the prompt of, let me see what it was, I looked it up today. Perfect Excuse for a Terrible Crime. And it was Dave Lorden is the director and coordinator of the competition, and it was shortlisted. But anyway, it wasn't read out or anything on the radio, but I'll read it tonight. I haven't read it anywhere. As I said, I'm not really very often writing in English, but here goes anyway. Shipping Out, the name of it. The idea was hatched in the pub one night as myself and a couple of pals heard the news that the government had reached agreement on the promissory note. We watched a spokesman for the government being interviewed. The government will take on the debts. IRBC liquidated, paid back over longer period, blah, blah, blah. Some of my puppets have more brains than those politicians, said Lambert the puppeteer. And I'm sure they're more animated, added Cathy Cornwall, a writer who had recently turned to crime fiction. How much would it cost to make robotic puppets of the whole cabinet, I asked Lambert. Hard to say, but I'd do it for nothing to be rid of them. Micro McGee, the computer programmer, said he'd work on the microchips. Hellraiser, the actor, said, I could get my friends to do the voices. Most of them are on the dole anyway. I said I'd work on an elaborate plan on what to do with the cabinet. And so I called my friend Joe, the skipper Gallagher, a fisherman from Donegal who wasn't doing much fishing, and asked him if he knew of any remote islands. He mentioned Inishbree, an island off the coast of Donegal. He said it was remote and uninhabited. Sounds perfect, I said. 2 weeks later, a cinema bill was parked outside the Dale. The cinema operator was a friend of Hellraiser's. The cabinet had been invited to a special preview of Shipping Out, the latest film by Bord Scanlan Mahaina. As soon as the cabinet were seated, the cinema bill started towards Dublin port. The skipper was waiting there with the old Tory ferry boat. The cinema bill drove on to the ferry and the skipper set off for Inishbree. When they arrived at the island, the cabinet were welcomed by Joe Gallagher, the king. They were told that it was just a publicity stunt. The replacement puppets were then installed in the Dale, complete with microchips for movement and voices. There were going to be some brilliant exchanges, and we all sat down to watch a Dale debate on TV. We were a little fraught. Would anyone spot the difference? We were worried about Richard Boy Barrett, Mary Lou and Piers Doherty, Shane Ross. We were pretty sure that Mayne Flanagan wouldn't notice a thing. Some of the speeches that Patsy Cornwell had written, we were worried about. The budget being scrapped, the cuts to ministers' salaries, Joan Burton upping all the welfare benefits by 50% with immediate effect. O'Reilly was pumping money into the health service. The property tax, household charge, water charges, all scrapped. Burn the bondholders, said Michael Noonan. Pierce was sure to be suspicious of that one. That was his line. Were we worried about the cabinet? Not at all. My friend had set up a fish processing factory on Inishbree, and they were all working there. As we sat in the pub a month later, watching the late night news, the cabinet announced a huge investment in the arts. New theatres, including a new puppet theatre, all actors to be in full-time employment, and writers, especially crime writers, to be granted generous bursaries. I rang Skipper the next day. How are things in Inishbree? I inquired. The factory was doing well. He had collected a consignment of Donegal catch there that day. The horse meat scandal was increasing demand for fish. What about the workers? I inquired. How are they getting on? Oh, sure, they're like fish out of water, Skipper replied. I'm thinking of changing the name to Cabinet Catch. I wouldn't do that, Joe, I said. I was only joking. I'd say fuck all about the shower. Your secret is safe with me. The cabinet announced that an end to austerity party would take place throughout the land on St. Patrick's Day. The cabinet would appear on a special show on an outdoor stage in College Green, and Cornwall was planning a bloody end for the lot of them. I was happy that I was able to mastermind the perfect crime. And the excuse? Too many to mention. The next poem I'm going to read, I think, is one, probably the first poem in my book, and the first really half decent or, you know, publishable poem that I wrote as Gaeilge, anyway, and it's to my late father, Jimmy Dinny O'Gallagher. In the poem, now there are images of him working on his farm, and he had a small farm. So there's images of him working, I can't find my notes now, on the farm. I can't find them, but anyway, it's basically about Jimmy Dinny. And yes, I do have a translation, that's why I don't have any. Sorry about that now. Yeah, and it's my translation, and it's not very good at all. Yeah, good mind. Right, Cromwell na Hisha, Dom Eher, Jimmy Dinny O'Gallagher. Cromwell na Hisha, Nyakata Sereo, a Cromwa fui willa, Ergrim Schleva. Haro shea men ditches, Sego Sokala, a Shankaya Sigluj, a canoe is a called a garfishti. Nishki na Shani Shapwirta Sereo, a shti adin a shiriata, Sulur Groutun a cheese scorbian. Ba yalwar hu chéran monu, ag sehau shlein chis a mokti lomma shnika, ag hu shéla da bera na fodja shlem na dua, ag jenu krogian a dun a tultaga, ag hu fod a mola fodja grua honu. Bagaustarhu, a Gibran Orga Karkia, two of Olsan a Shispal, Kyol the Drena or Gathiudich, Agasan Conla, a Kringan, Fuida Hossa. Vulan the Spille, Creed Lunru, Sixal Shuart, Maribu Spot Hollis or Stacia. Bagaustarhu, the glor, bin, blasta, go briever a glini with chanty, is a bunch makala is a lodge molly hen, and kyol a good oluhus, o the hair dinny is o the handwear, kitty one high em and rue. But Elmer who, a troll free jumbery and grutan, a rackla big the hollow scraba scraha, laying to anger chahagibri, humming to bon a barra, non a ramper bohina jack, laying to chaw souri, the Kashvini Alishla, Exlushka Freti, the Gavrin Vigaloma, a Grisla Nagrok. The Balu Namonu is the Kircha, a Gismart Nagrain and the Halo the Kraken, we the Gruik Erbe, Narani Rua. Narahulum Skabwer Vina Niller, or Kuercha Nos and Lehir and Achwilia, being the Hulig Our Karamondria, a Gis the Lor Satruanteve Galhoi. Chim Rianda Leo Rahantiudu, Erna Shanwak, the Yedona Kausi Kairan, is Erna Yakaha a Yaktu von Tobur. And you want him a shifaw donnery here, you want him a moon spajin or shlein, a cromoma or lumun a linte, as extranu, hockel, or vein. And the translation. As I said, my translation and very literal, but I read it anyway. Crom in the Heisha for my father, Jimmy Dinny O'Gallagher. You never bore the burden of old age. Your back was bent by heavy loads on a mountainside. You would not know the comfort of an easy chair by the fireside, talking and singing to grandchildren. Instead of a restful old age, you went to your eternal rest before you reached your 60th year. You were a sculptor working on the turf bog, thrusting a shlein into the shiny turf bank, leaving the mark of your fingers on the black slippy sods, putting the turf between the clods and stacking sod on top of sod in a turf stack. You were a dancer in a golden field of hay as you waltzed with the scythe, the corn creek singing all around you and the stubble creaking under your feet. The blade of the scythe shimmered and shone on you like a spotlight. You were a singer, your sweet voice vigorously filling the old house, echoing from the ridgeboard, your singing voice inherited from your father, Dinny, and from your grandmother, Kitty Onai Eamon Rue. You were a farmer who ploughed through furrows of hardship on a little patch of stony heathland. Your clothes smelt of turf, and your skin was weather-beaten. Your hair was the colour of the rust-red bracken. When I take the nostalgic trip to the top of Meaninillar Mountain, your eyes look at me from the heather, and I hear your voice in the music of the brook. I can see where you left your mark on the old turf banks between the bog paths and on the slabs that you laid by the well. But I will never dig one sod of turf here. I will dig with neither spade nor shlein, but I will work at cropping my lines and weighing the words of my poem. My God, a rei good ye. Then, Maradurchma, Viconia in London, Vienna's figure. I lived in London for 21 years. So the next poem I'm going to read is Thoris in an Underground, Journey on the Underground. And it's, yeah, I wrote what it was. The poem. In the poem, the poet travels on the underground and hears a busker playing, and it sets off memories of home. And then in her mind, she leaves London and starts another journey, a journey down by the Claddy River, which is the river next to my home in Gidor. And then when she leaves the train at Oxford Circus, heading towards the cold office, she thinks, why doesn't she just change her? It's like she's lost in some, you know, long ago, if you were lost in a fairy fort or something, you had to turn your coat inside out. Well, at the end she says, I'm going to turn my coat inside out and I'm going to leave this place forever and return to the place where I originated from. So that's what it is, Coruscant Underground. An port maida a bhí a hainim meg fáin aistai ar wéras dhé dhé Piccadilly Circus a thar srú helle dhe hamni cénhagam na nóti fáin a hama lianstan sís go stéti hana cairaha ag bunch macali as na bali is ma chorsta ar shachar an siúr ilias an underground Smoltig dal hara ma wachu na súl ar is dhéir a bió súl im altaha ag stainu arim o wali loma is an train le tarman tarni as a talan mo logu ishtia. Na darse dritje, shasa me mas na malwan, is ni angen muskele a wunyag an garashtia. An porta di fosa me hyn, chemur hara shir ar wohi na sunche, o han wala me hinshir in yan tornai, har lo hun na kanya, go hoin lera na kledji, ag saulu gurun na brada nix leo, fwygur a hi jo heig, known as Saudi. A mahlum extension Oxford Circus, can roam a fwelcher rohila na hofige, a smuchima or makota ompu, on ganelian as lus, yes na kaira gojo, le pelu or ruhim or ruhish, kosh na hona, le deva yenu, the shajram on a raska me. A hiatia melano, oshid mahan shkiel. Skill in a shamas and your a story or an extract of a short story from the short story collection that we published in Monkey Door last year. And it's a story, it's the character in the story is in an old people's home, and because her memory is not, well, her short term memory anyway is not very good. And she has had a fall and she's been put in there, but it's unlikely that she'll be coming out of the home. But she, for all that, wants to go home, and she has a diary that she, when she forgets things, she goes to the diary to try and help her to remember things. So I'm going to start with where she's reading an extract from her diary, and it's the story actually that won the award for us in the Yiddish for us in the yet at the Stone Writers Festival 2010. So the first bit now is I'll just start before the diary, and then there's an extract from the diary, and then it's not a long story really. Aham le yeyum pisabag mahas magilan agus jenim ihil karnu. This is the Sean Gale and Sean Diary English. Shart jig man fober, yeah, be this a shart. Be then the you come behind boys on the new Harley. Neem yana adda wignaha. We had gay fween, the mouse good and the homage yenum caraway. Magiri co jarmada. The tumult, a dolu with kalu ruddy. Kalma mud speclaji. Kalma ochraha. Kalma maspara. Goi me an teifat a rishin nhw, rannu me jarmad gyrwysher yn sôr lwgwm, tan pwn chwara fe dolch y mohas. Toglar yn gwyl tarla o'r, ag smwytiw gymau ni sfer as y ja altrynys. Hogsio'r cwyrt go eris gael yn cedi me yn leff o yerw. E cwyrt i ardig mychol lle'r nôr yn i gyrin yn y moria. Nôr y wart. Mi si'n sian gan i gan o asti, ni'r ehen si'n mwyd hiw. Jeffrey she done monotra, kawaya bill poddy a chart like you worth no ala. Taste good thing, poddy, at a fween the forge in this with score beer. We ain't watcher of the ancient leak, Sanish Nanaby. Could Jacku a canch long name? Could Jacku a queen you? Could Jacku a gay? Bade you go to me spare, ask over the west, solidated to east the Harley. You roshan then, doing chicken bonner one the killer, the smaller three. So, ah, and Wallace got another girl in Gamora on him. Yelma Abel the Kevnu, or the Gurua, and you a Harley. Could you hang in Pactushin of Yogum, the Unilapa? sin an istú na túbí dóil mar se. Is maiis cumin le man tiad le leag masúlaart a chrí. Bhí meid fáe hí san sin ar a bhála léir, ag tháinig tú steach, hí túra tú bhile den seamra bhfuil. Ní rós gom céú réin a chuála me bannig na chéú ginse an maise gur tú mac gá na hairúa. Casú ara mar éis tú, mííon na dhé sin. Bhí tú ag obair ar a chéran, díla mo deithar a ha. Bhaid me sin mac sin té acu. Chanig tú nál a chaint do áits bhí ná. Ní casú ara mar éisiú gur rumid an olabain. Bhí tú ag a dousa sa hala in Cook Street. I né dú a gáil go Glasgow, déir tú mo a rousa mé. Bolsa a bhíom is cefan ná. Bhí de dhéthe sémas ag a dousa, agus bhaid an ceanar rugin na mhála le héle. Mise agus tisa agus mo dhéthe agus Mochara Kitty, dó dhéthe agus Mochara Kitty. Bhí mise ag fanart le nántí nóras na garbal san ná, agus ní ro sib se bhada hiú, bheag sib sléin a bhain ar an tréid. Chuirta do leo a thart anam agus thugtú póltú. Tu bhe me i hííne se thugainú ag an dousa dúirt tú. Na intan dó ag gomine mar sinna liginis, agus na bhfuil cumne go cudé a runnne mé né, nóair mádí na nniu nó leapar amháin. A ní ré se bhád go mbeid nad a chuidir tá rí se hárlaí, cé an síl thart mar a bh itegé, agus mise túil in naraiciis a bhhais, agus an bhhais a teart am araiciis a an le. Siúm gur haim marrá se chaú tomil ba gomis. An lé de chuin is atá go me híonn seán léirú tranóna agus an gghréana gálahharige. Léhan cúrar teolaí na mléir frod a bhéirí. Tá fila cam de ahan le ag fálain háart ba dúdú na dehé na céarná ar mhéil agus na bléir na bagad. A ní wáhí na bléirna anion na neileachta. Imáin siad le teart a ghéirí a bhéis a bharáis sa nara. A bhád thuas na glinte Chlonni ma nisio gyd celiwrw. Ta gan fiohon gyhe agos lwysgyn si'n creu bahan a thwyr pwynsia gyd os mych iawn agos bogyn si'n y gyl ag y môr ar yn chram e cwr ga a greinia i enw ffol yn anglo. Sgwyban yn ddi a wyl ffwyr gyda ielag ar yn y creu bahan ta ein dw na wacan na sylweru i iawr efo o na host o'r creu werd ta ma hwyla eich drydio hwnnw ta mynd torsa. Gwna mae hygwf. Nawr yn lledro dyle, dyma gori enw no Dan Ella, Dan Another Poem, and it's one that I wrote for my mother. And it's called Mwethi, which is probably, if you translate it literally, it's Little Mother in Mwethi, you know. A poem for my mother who is, as I said, 89 years of age. She, in the poem, she is walking. There's an image of her walking in a place called Brimachashel, which is very near where she was born. And when she walks there, and I used to go walking with her there, she would be transformed. She would be like Oshin. She would be as though she was in Chernanog. The years would fall off her and she became young again. And then when she turned away from there and headed towards home, she became like her own age again. So it's really sort of about, it's sort of describing that scene of her walking near where she was born and being taken away to the land of youth, and then how when she turns for home her the age is upon her again, just like Oshin. So Mwaili Donan. Ta lierskal de heels na linta a ta giranta go doan yr da grwys sruhain y casu fwy da hwyla ysgrif o'n e cornel da fe linta ele jara mark rosa a jumper tŵr d'ashtyr ledyn fyw sgiel da fehe sy'r braca sy'n rygnia da eid sioche a gynnys sioda ia da hwyla i glonru a sgei hobr fanahe ysdi i clenche da da chlan ys da da gar chlan Yr adorys anrach a ffid y thiw. Jalri yn gyhen y gle gael a astw a thiw hir ddifo, ta sgrwyn y brwn. Hanig dy chod y esgen llehor, esgen eintys dan y tobr haf y dwn. Nyr y hiwl yn dw sys drym y chasyl, hil ag yr niaw hw y gyr yn y nog. Cyn dy hwyl a iawsyr y hifnys, is pinin jirige an rosh the grua. And shin alien through a rach poem doge, sheer in the blienta gohishin yanabui, is not a fillin to, team jor the hula, is to mar oshi, I guess a niche or tharish. But my good. I'm going to do a short poem now that again is set in London, and it's a poem that I wrote having not returned from a trip to London. I think it was 2 years ago, and I was waiting for John at Euston Station, and this homeless woman approached me, and then when I felt bad because I didn't help her in any way, so when I came home then this poem came to me, and it's called Dan Ganjijan at Earless Station, Euston. The homeless woman on the at Euston Station, on the forecourt of Euston Station. Ka wulda yabi north of anadhi ganjijan, an wultu the liyir yaka noris, a brunga jir yabi ishanra shaski, the chlagin wheelchair the faka, iskanda huda art a buksa karch player. And made to a hule and mail the shenny crunyu the chodder, as a trampa to made of robber catcher, and made to good jaw, bio bark the retreat. Marek na runma mokre bila, as tour and glare alu, as can either two because me aggress the jay. Avana di ganjija, kawul da yabi north. And then, I think the next thing I'm going to do is a shot. Flash fiction, slank action. It's a story that we did. I organised workshops on behalf of the Circle Student, or the greatest group that I belong to. And one of the main people who's given workshops is Owen McGillivija, a writer from Gidor. And the last workshops we did with Owen were on flash fiction. And so this actually came from one of those workshops. And it's not, well, I sent it off to a magazine in New York, and it's published there. So anyway, it's called Skellig Deirdre. And what it is, it's a woman called Deirdre, and she's in her house, and the bells are coming in through the letterbox or the door. So she seals off the door, and then the bells start coming in through the window. So she boards up the windows. And then all the bills that she's got, she stores them in the fridge because she doesn't have food anyway, so she stores the bills there. Eventually the bailiffs come and they take away the roof of the house and the walls and all the furniture and everything in the house except the bills. So Deirdre then leaves and goes living in different places, and every place that she goes she's chased by some sort of rich person, developer person who wants to build a castle in that area, or build one farm, so whatever. So she has to go from place to place, and eventually she ends up on a house on a ghost estate. And she's been living on wild, you know, berries and flowers and whatever. She's been able to live on food. But when she gets to the ghost estate, there is no food because it's all tar and cement. And so she starts eating. She starts making meals out of the bills that the developers have left behind. So she lives on that there. And then one day, when they come to knock the estate down, they don't even see her because she's just a shadow. So the name of the story is Skele Deirdre. And Deirdre obviously being Deirdre of the, you know, Deirdre and Animele Arading. So, Skele Deirdre, Yelsha Fata, she here, Pacham, and I don't have a translation, so that's why I gave you that awfully long and explanation. Great. So, Skele Deirdre. Hog Deirdre mull more belly on Orla. Richie Suas and Bucks the Lichta. On the center, Kula Honey small belly, a good staffy to Dallas. And Lahir Nawera, Kurun the belly, staffy to Ninyak. Avi Le Oscarcha, Le Hair and Tauri, a legend staff. Her Deirdre in the Billy is Jessica Kushner, Echer O'Billy, Elistora, Checky, Warda, she saw us in the Funyaki, Le Clary, on the Snajaku Law, Chelu Billy, a Hurstar in the Funyaki. And later again, Hanit Boeli, Extrokshid Law, Nabali, Agus Ajean, Agus Natroskan, Agus Harodadi Fweka, Ach Nabili. Jaily Deirdre, Gudin Hilly, Agus Hershey Fuyon. Warshir Livana Corona Gislehana Vishi Sesta Lea Wen Yer Shedari Makrinilik Jerry Verdra Stahanyan Doin as Horshi Fleehelm Warshir Brick Mahona Livana as her glass we have a quest Fodayana Vishi Sesta Lea Wen Hanik Bodamor as Dogger Gurlishan and Yan as Garoshavan Kashvan Hoganam Yeber Shaderja Horshi Fleehis Nakro Snakrik, Warshir Hare, Sir Irishke Pobby, Vishi Sesta. Lewain Hanik Boda, Agis Doger Gurlishan and Croc, as Gurusha on Ferngri Yahogalov, Agis Yeber Shaderja. Hanik Derja Skala Stech Moore, a Ganter Tuehe, Horshi Fleehion. Harushi Abbot a Beer Bea Heftu, Margaron Talu Clue the Hilletara Agis Drain. Warshir Hrena B, a runshi is nabili at Egna Forbury in the knee. Mara hoshisha the gibbinch and stela stech gotalu, haro and nerdra, a stela, actually akasha B if you. And I'm going to. She didn't go not chaka Jean Jerry, really.
With the
Yeah. So the last poem I'm going to read is a poem that I, the last poem I wrote actually, and it's, I had to bring this because that's the only thing I added. It's called Unchained Dara, the Oak Bird, and it was inspired by, my mother used to collect the bog oak and clean it up and make, you know, things out of it, I don't know, fashion things out of it, animals and different things. And one of them, and her favourite one, is the bird that she made, and it sits on the windowsill at home. So it's been sitting there for a long time, and I would not pay little attention to it until February of this year. And then, somebody had sent me a poster in the post, and he had wrapped it in a newspaper, there was poetry, poems on the, it must have been a supplement or whatever, and then I started reading things, and one of the poems was a poem by Adrian Rich, and it was called Aunt Jennifer's Tigers, and then that, I liked that poem, and I didn't know anything about Adrian Rich, and I thought, no, I like that now, that she's, the woman has made a tapestry of tigers, and they live on after the aunt dies and all this, and they're free and the aunt's heavily burdened, she's, you know, not free, this some years ago, and she's, anyway, she said once the aunt dies the tigers will live on. So then I looked at the bird in a different light, and I thought, that's the bird that I now might do a poem about it. So I did it, sent it off to a competition, it was not shortlisted, and on the night that I read it in Dublin, Alan Titley was the compere of Ballety, so that was just brilliant, because he, you know, it was nice to be part of an occasion like that, and to be shortlisted is good, even if you don't want. So, and Chain Dara, this is my last, and then Jerna. Valtu and Chain a star fairy, Moonly to and ten with cruel, Ablanu is Ablenu, Gadanic to her and smaller. Hiatu spirit and ye nian, San emet he and Easter, Huella to aglor, a hiol binyas the moonshine. Heek tisse, a gisanchena here, a gishiver rain semi here, tisse gaffer sanish lanabi, and chain in them near than briefly. Mari spirit and ye, Sadar Fairan, Marawahi the spirit, a neighbour the highly. And I do have the translation, because I had to do that to enter the competition. You had to. Yeah. The oak bird. You coaxed the bird from the bog oak. You fashioned it from the hard wood, cleaning and smoothing it until you came upon the song thrush. You captured the wild bird spirit from the ancient wood. You heard his voice, his melodious song from the moors. You and the bird were kindred spirits, both caught in a trap. You hemmed in by your dotage, the bird buried in the deep heath. The bird spirit will abide in the bog oak, as your spirit will live in your family tree. This is really my gift.